This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I called the April 18th, 2019 meeting of the Board of Minerals and Environment to order. Secretary, call the roll.
Blumhart?
Here.
England? Greenfield?
Here.
Carpin? Doyle, are you there?
Yes.
Langeth?
Here.
Morris?
Here.
Peterson? Sheets? And Haig?
Here.
We have six present.
Okay. We do have a quorum to conduct the meeting.
We're good.
All right. I'd like to also welcome anybody that is listening online to our meeting today. Since we're doing online, I guess there's no microphones in the room and that type of thing, so we will ask people to identify themselves when they speak to an issue. We have a short agenda this morning, but we'll identify ourselves for the public that may be listening in. Our first order of business will be the approval of the minutes of March 21st, 2019. Have the board members had an opportunity to review the draft of the minutes? And if so, are there any comments, suggested changes, or errors in the minutes?
Mr. Chair, Bob Morris.
Yes, Mr. Morris.
On page 5, the second to last paragraph at the end, that's probably what I said, but I would like to amend to have the minutes reflect what I meant.
Okay.
And I sent this to Brenda. I would request that the paragraph be changed to Bob Morris stated that he would continue recusal over any quasi-judicial discussion regarding Spyglass, but he would participate in any future bonding and policy discussion.
Okay. Any objection by a member of the committee or the board regarding Mr. Morris's request to change? If there's no objection, then we will adopt that amendment to the proposed minutes. Any other suggestions, corrections to the minutes?
Morris would move to approve as amended.
Motion by Morris to approve the minutes as amended. Is there a second?
Second by Langeth to approve as amended.
Thank you. Moved and second. Further discussion on the approval of the minutes? Hearing none, Secretary, call the roll on approval of the minutes.
Blumhart?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Abstain.
Langeth?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
And Haig?
Aye. Motion carries to approve the minutes. Okay, the next order of business will be the Spyglass Cedar Creek continuation from the last meeting. We moved to move for the discussion and action on that till this meeting. Do we have Mr. Williams there or Ms. Blocker or Mr. Lees to comment regarding the status at this time?
Mr. Chairman, this is Steve Blair with the AG's office.
Mr.
Williams unfortunately had to be out of the office today, so he asked me to call in and give up an update. The AG's office is still researching the use of the quartz funds and has not come to a conclusion yet on the use of those funds for any Spyglass activities. And Mr. Williams also indicated that The enforcement action that the board requested would likely be filed before the next meeting date. And that is the information you provided to me to give to the board.
Okay. Questions of the board for Mr. Blair at this time?
Mr. Chair, Bob Morris, I would ask...
Yes, Mr. Morris.
I would ask that the record reflect that I continue my recusal as per previous statements.
All right, so noted. Any further other questions from the board? I guess that my thought is at this time, and part of the reason that we anticipated maybe doing this telephonic meeting versus a meeting in person is that we're still kind of waiting for that, which I think is a key part to our decision to do that in May. But I will hear from anybody else or the board regarding the matter if they'd like to comment at this time.
Doyle Carpin here.
Yeah, Mr. Carpin.
Yes, I guess I like a face-to-face. Yes, I think it's very important to just jump in this line of events. I guess we definitely need attorneys to basically to the guidelines of how we should work for the county. As I see it, we do have enough.
I had a little bit, Mr. Carpin, I had a little bit of a difficult time completely hearing that, but what I heard, it sounded like you were in favor of getting the legal opinion squared away before we moved forward. Is that what I heard?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. Any other further comment from the board? I don't know if Ms. Block or Mr. Lees are there, but they're welcome to comment if they'd like.
Chairman Hague, this is Mike Lees. We don't have any comment at this time.
Okay. I appreciate you speaking up. All right. If nothing further to brought regarding that subject, I would entertain a motion to continue this matter of the Spyglass Cedar Creek LP's revoke permit status to the next meeting in May, and hopefully it sounds like we'll have the information we requested, and I really think that's the appropriate way to go, and so I'd entertain a motion to move to continue that matter till the May meeting.
Carpet moves the table until next meeting.
Okay, motion to, is that defer, Mr. Carpin?
I guess I would say by Robert's rules, we would have done the next meeting, but it's probably something that is my motion.
Okay, well, my interpretation, understanding of tabling is that removes the matter from the agenda and have to be brought back on to the agenda. So my preference as a chairman would be to defer it to the next meeting.
Okay.
But it's your motion, so...
I will change my motion to defer instead of that's your number.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there a second?
Second by Langus.
Heard a couple of there, but I did think I heard Langus, so Langus will be the second. Okay, discussion on the motion to defer. Okay, hearing none, Secretary will call the roll on the motion to defer action till the May meeting on the Spyglass Cedar Creek revoke permits.
Blumhart?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Langeth?
Aye.
And Hague?
Aye. Motion carries. The matter is deferred until the May meeting. I do have a request regarding the May meeting. I have a conflict on the 16th, on Thursday the 16th, that I just will not be able to move. And I wondered if wanted to hear back from the board members if either the 15th or the 17th would work. Any preference on those days? Or yeah, I think moving to the next week is it gets into some other issues. So does anybody have any objection or have a preference to the 16th? Or I mean, the 15th or the 17th?
Mr. Chairman, this is Brenda. We do have this meeting reserved for the 15th and 16th. So if it were moved to the 15th, the room's available.
On the 15th it is?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody have any input on the 15th and not being available?
Mr. Chairman, Doyle Tarpin again. Let me check my calendar quick, but I think I'd be available, but I need to look at my phone quick.
All right. We will hold for that. While he's looking, anybody else have a comment?
Mr. Chairman, Doyle Carpenter again. I don't see it right now for the 15th.
You are okay?
Yes, I'm okay for the 15th, yes.
Okay. Super. Well, having not heard any further comments, I will schedule our next meeting for May 15th, Wednesday. I don't think, Mr. Lees, do you think that's going to present any issue for the staff to have the other material ready, Mr. Lees or Mr. Williams? Or Mr. Blair, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, this is Steve Blair. I don't have Mr. Williams' calendar in front of me, but I will certainly pass along the information regarding whatever date the board sets.
Okay. Well, should it become in the next couple of days an issue, I can certainly be willing to call, and we don't have to. We might have some latitude if we hear quickly from somebody, but for now, I'm going to plan on doing that on the 15th. So. There's no further discussion regarding that. I'll open the meeting up for public comment, the public comment period. If there's anybody that has called in, I will hear from them to the board if they'd like to make a comment this time. Ms. Brenda, are you aware of anyone that might be called in to make a comment?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'll repeat and ask one additional time if there is anybody out there that is participating in this telephonic conference, if they would like, or this meeting, I should say, if they would like to make public comment at this time. All right, hearing none, I'll assume there is no further public comment. We'll close that item of business, and I guess that is the extent of our calendar. Mr. Morris, did you have a comment?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
I thought I was catching some. I'm getting a lot of feedback on these phones, and I'm... Okay, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. First, I'd like to apologize that I called in a little late there. Thanks for the reminder. I had got off on a tangent this morning on some business, and I forgot to about the 9 o'clock timing. So thank you for reminding me, Mr. Morris. And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Blumhardt moves to adjourn.
Motion by Blumhardt. Is there a second?
by Carpenter.
Second by Carpen. Motion to adjourn. Secretary, call the roll on the motion to adjourn.
Blumhart?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpen?
Aye.
Langus?
Aye.
Morse?
Aye.
And Hegg?
Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you very much. Have a happy Easter.